Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD. I need a drink. That is generally the words you hear from folks who are somehow triggered by behavior or an event to seek out alcohol. Well, we're discussing a resolution, perhaps, to those triggers. The name of the organization is Life Ring Recovery, and we have two of the members on today to discuss their experience with sobriety and abstinence. They are Byron Kerr. Byron, nice to have you on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you.
And Mahalia Kephart. Did I pronounce that right?
It's Mahalia.
We'll get it right soon. You're calling us from Salt Lake City. Thanks so much for joining us today, both of you, on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have one of those moments last night when you received a call from the hospital that your 89-year-old father, Mahalia, had been in an auto accident, one of those sort of triggering moments?
I'm really happy to say I didn't.
Good for you.
It was really kind of remarkable and felt like an incredible gift, one that I was able to answer the phone, and I answered the phone sober, and then to kind of deal with bad news in a way that wasn't just to numb myself from that news.
And so you were steady enough in your sober self to know that you could weather what was coming down the road. I mean, your 89-year-old father is has been with us for quite a while, and hopefully he'll be here forever. But those are tough issues.
They are, and I think the idea of that empowered sober self is huge in my personal recovery.
Byron Kerr of Life Ring, you've probably heard stories similar to this, haven't you?
Yes.
And what is that all about? How does Life Ring enable people to discover their sober selves and deal with these difficult moments?
Well, for me, it's all about choice. If you choose to adopt a sober lifestyle, choose to make your life better, then it will work for you no matter what.
And you can learn more, by the way, about the sober lifestyle and Life Ring at their website, lifering.org. Mahalia, how did you find Life Ring? What was your process? Well, let's back up even a little bit more. Was there a pivotal moment, an intervention, a rearview mirror full of red and blue lights when you were driving drunk? Did something happen to move you forward towards abstinence and sobriety?
All of the above over a long period of time. Finally, it was basically a family intervention about a year and a half ago, a little more than that now. And I went through an intensive outpatient program here in Salt Lake that was very helpful. And we were required to attend at least two outside meetings.
And what organization did you choose to go to?
Well, there wasn't a choice here in Salt Lake. We have and one might not think of Salt Lake as a mecca for AA meetings, but there's a huge number of AA meetings to choose from. But that was it. And I found the idea of declaring myself powerless in the beginning of starting this new chapter of my life, my sober life, very difficult.
Let me ask Brian the same question. Mahalia talks about not being interested in declaring that she was powerless. Have you had a similar experience?
Exactly. That put me off.
Really?
Yes.
So if you're not powerless, you're powerful?
Empowered.
Ah. And you empowered your sober self.
Absolutely.
So what has that been like?
Well, for me, I voluntarily approached my employer and union some time ago and was forced into a 28-day program after voluntarily approaching them.
Now, they probably didn't hold a gun to your head, or was it an economic gun?
No, but they were paying for the program, so I took what they offered. The only thing they offered was a 12-step program. I suggested an alternative.
And what did they say?
No.
Ooh. So, what happened?
Well, I did the 28-day program with the 12-step, somewhat kicking and screaming, resistant the entire time.
What, to the concept of a higher power God?
Well, the higher power, the God thing, the powerless issue as well. And when I left the program, I remained sober for, 90 days or so, and didn't get sober until I found Life Ring some years later.
So what's the difference in your life between the 12-step program and Life Ring, at lifering.org, by the way?
Well, for me, the biggest issue was choice. I chose to get sober through a program that I found that fit me. I also liked the idea or the concept of crafting your own recovery program. I did what works for me. What I did for me may or may not work for other individuals. They craft their own program.
What worked for you, Mahila?
I think for me, there was an element of what hasn't worked for me before, and trying to figure out why it was so hard to get traction in recovery. And one of the things that is an important part of Life Ring is not just the having a choice of recovery program, but kind of realizing that your every day is made up a bunch of small decisions, and that those small decisions can either support your sobriety or your addiction, but not both.
Now, we were talking earlier about the idea of triggers. For example, the your 89-year-old father was injured in an auto accident. Is that a moment of decision?
Sure. But I think because I've been making so many small decisions over the last year that I've been involved year and a half, but recognizing all those small decisions that support my sobriety kind of being practice for being able to take something that hits you on the side of the head and say, okay, I'm still going to make the sober choice here.
Byron, what are your small decisions that you make every day? First of all, how long have you been sober?
Just over a year.
Uh-huh.
The decisions I make, I think once I made the overall personal commitment to remain sober, that was the biggest single moment to myself. I've had some relatively minor things. I made a friend 6 months ago. He invited me out for drinks, and I just simply replied, "I don't drink." I found that very empowering.
Do people ever ask you, why don't you drink? Do you have a problem?
Most people don't.
Huh.
Surprisingly.
One of the really interesting things about the conversation, and here's my observation, we're speaking with Byron Kerr and Mahila Kephart. Both are members of Life Ring Recovery. Unlike 12-step programs, there's no anonymity here. They're just folks who are carrying on a conversation, much as you do in Life Ring readings, Life Ring meetings.
Well, there can be anonymity.
That's a choice, isn't it?
That's a choice, too.
Right.
An individual in a Life Ring meeting typically will just introduce themselves by their first name.
And thank you very much for clarifying that. I'd like to thank both of you for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD. The website is lifering.org. I'm Christopher Springman. Thanks so much.